This comes from Orlando. They have a bomb squad with the police. They did an Easter egg hunt for visually impaired kids. They built special eggs that made a beeping sound so that the kids could find them.
That's awesome. That's like Beat Baseball.
It's exactly like Beat Baseball,
which we got involved with in College Station. I think there's a team here. I think we have a Beat Baseball team, the Houston Hurricanes.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's a great thing. And apparently this is inspired by someone who's a first responder's daughter is visually impaired, and so they took it on themselves. Like, look, we can figure this out. We can do Easter. They invented the beep Easter egg hunt, which is absolutely incredible.
He started this program out with the love of his knowledge of being a bomb tech for the ATF. Built these Easter eggs, kind of like we do for the bomb squad. They're made of simple electronics. We put them inside an egg, and we made them audible by a beeping sound so the visually impaired children can have the same holiday experience as a sighted child.
They used their bomb tech skills to kind of mold.
What? To build an instrument.
An instrument of Easter that beeps.
Using their powers for good.
I think that's great. On the other side of things, another game involving police officers, which everyone hates except me, apparently. Crime bingo. Yes, it's exactly what you think.
Two teams of patrol officers were engaged in a bingo competition where success in the game hinged on whether they engaged in actions listed on the bingo card. Then they filled in squares of things that they wanted to see happen or have happen in order to check off that box in the bingo card. So an example of one of those was to do a search warrant on a car, which in and of itself, that is part of their duties. The concern is if then they manipulated anything in order to be able to search a car.
I get
the concern. Yeah, because I was going to say if it was just like funny crimes and then if they happened to find one, they'd mark it on their card, but if it's influencing what they are doing and their actions,
because
you could put your
thumb on the scale,
exactly.
Right? Like you
exactly.
Don't want to just be going and like busting people for no reason. Tell me that's not kind of fun.
Well, it's like playing rock paper scissors with underage drunk college students. I mean, it makes a great viral video, but I don't know that you should be out there doing that.
That's not it. Has happened.
100.3, The Bull.
Save a horse, ride a cruise ship.
Yeah, buddy. What would cruise bingo look like? Something to think about. If you win, take some friends with you. I'm sure you could turn it into a game.
Just use all these keywords.
Yeah, why not? Like if you see something that's related to... What's the one now? Will it work?
Snorkel.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, hey, that's an activity that could potentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
S-N-O-R-K-E-L. Snorkel. Text snorkel to 20357. That's snorkel to 20357.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Well, that didn't take long. On Friday, Morgan Wallen released his new song, I Ain't Coming Back, with Post Malone. And
yes.
It is already number one on the iTunes country chart and the all-genre iTunes chart.
You don't say. That's shocking.
Obviously, I had some help. Was a huge hit last year. So, not surprising.
Mm.
Currently, there are 7 songs from Morgan's new album, I'm the Problem, occupying the top 7 spots.
Still 2 weeks, still 3 weeks away. Still 3 weeks away from the...
He also has 5 of the top 10 in the all-genre charts.
Still 3 weeks
away
from the actual...
Just killing the game.
You got a whole album. You got a whole album that's out right now. In addition to this other... I mean, you got 7 songs. That's practically there. We get one next week? Like, what are we just going to keep on going? Absolutely insane.
In some depressing news, Hayden Christensen... took a lot of abuse for how he portrayed Anakin Skywalker
in the Star Wars
prequels.
He's still taking that abuse.
He's still getting it. Yep. All I ask is, has the man not suffered enough? He's coming back to play Anakin in season 2 of the Disney Plus series, Ahsoka.
Oh, is it Asuka? Ahsoka?
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka? Not Asuka.
Spoken like someone that's never watched it.
I'll go with it. Ahsoka.
That's her name.
Okay.
Ahsoka. The announcement came down at a Star Wars Celebration event in Tokyo, and he walked out on stage and said, there's not much I can share, but Anakin will be back for season 2.
Wow. I mean, I'm glad. I'm glad that he is not taking this to heart. I'm sure he got paid a lot of money for that job. You know, first the trilogy, now this show.
I mean, they showed him a few times during the first season, but...
Yeah, I just...
It's that digital de-aging thing.
Oh, I just don't know. I feel... The good news is, I don't know that enough people will watch this show to actually...
The first season was... Not well received.
See?
I know because I watched it.
Might fly right under the radar, which, you know, could be the best thing possible.
I'm surprised there is a season two.
Good Lord.
So I guess they needed something worth talking about. Speaking of Disney, a Mount Rushmore of Disney Channel stars came out.
Oh,
it was
wow.
an AI rendering.
Oh, yeah. These are floating
Disney
around now.
Leading ladies.
Oh, okay.
Raven Simone.
Right.
From That's So Raven. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hannah Montana. Selena Gomez. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
And Zendaya, Shake It Up.
Really?
Who's missing?
Uh-oh. I mean, Hillary Duff's
Hillary
the one that comes to mind.
Yeah, that's the Duff.
Okay, all right, so we're on the
Lizzie
same page
McGuire.
Here. Yeah, that's
she created the blueprint on how to launch a successful Disney show and career.
Yeah, Lizzie McGuire really crawled, so like all these other...
And she had movies.
Yeah, people
we
could
We all wanted to
walk.
Be her.
I
wanted her clothes.
That really... That is actually a very hard Mount Rushmore to accomplish. Some of these are easier than others. Like, there's like an H-Town rap one, which I'm kind of like, all right, that's got to do. You're leaving some very important people out mm-hmm. with that four. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Zendaya makes it, to be honest with you.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
I think
too.
That's the weakest link, followed by Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, yeah.
Those other two are in.
Those
other
really
two
like
are
bring
in.
The song.
Yeah. Oh.
But she was always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah, she was never a lead. Wow.
And we'll end with Red Robin passes being harder to get than Taylor Swift tickets.
I knew
you
it.
You might remember we talked about the unlimited burger pass that they had.
I knew it.
They sold out instantly. And even worse, the website crashed. Mm. So people couldn't even get the notification that they were too late.
Right.
And a few people who did get the pass were mistakenly charged $682, which was the maximum value of the promotion. They were able to reverse those charges, obviously, and just get them for the $20.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Red Robin never said how many they were selling.
Yeah.
They did say limited and they would go quickly.
I'm going to guess about 50. I mean, some number that was real small.
Really low.
Because
really
you don't want a lot of people having that deal. That could really hurt you.
Yes.
A lot more than it could help you.
Yes.
There's no way.
Red Robin apologized for what it's worth. They said, we did everything we could to anticipate interest in the Bottomless Burger Pass, but due to overwhelming excitement, our website and supporting systems crashed. Now they're hyping another sweepstakes that offers free burgers for a year. They've posted details about that on their site, which is back up, but there's only 12 winners. So if you're talking Taylor Swift, that's like VIP Taylor Swift tickets.
Is it really worth this much effort for Red Robin? I ask you. That you know, am I
$700 in savings?
It's Red Robin. And again, like I might be wrong, but yes, you're right. Money is money. Savings are savings.
Yum.
Stop it.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
We want you to win $100. $100 of not our cash.
Mm.
We give you an answer to Money Minute, which we play every day, 8:25-ish.
Yeah, don't hold us to that.
Go to thebullhouston.com/contest. Sign up now. With this answer, you only need 9 more, and you're there.
That's it's 10% off. Savings or savings.
Pretty good.
Savings
or
savings.
Today.
Yeah.
So what is our freebie? Grimace.
Oh,
Grimace. But I did this morning when my alarm went off. Grimace.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah, I'm not going to tell you the question.
I don't need to know that. I don't need to know the question. I know. I'm already wondering if this if he made the Mount Rushmore of you know, those particular characters. You know what I'm talking about?
How many are there?
There's a lot. There's
well, are there's there a lot?
Ronald.
Yep.
There's the Hamburglar.
Yep.
I would say Mayor McCheese. Mayor McCheese was a big deal.
And then
Grimace. I would say the
Who's
McNugget
the
buddies. I would say the chicken McNuggets would get on the...
Who's the girl?
The girl. Who was the girl? I don't even remember her name. That's not getting her on
that's
the...
Not good.
She ain't
McNugget
getting on
buddies,
Mount Rushmore.
They weren't characters. They were toys.
No,
would be on the Mount Rushmore of McDonald's toys.
McDonald's toys. But no, I thought they were kids. The Nugget kids. the little nuggets were characters in McDonald Land, weren't they?
In McDonald lore?
Yeah, I mean, they're canon. Like, they were.
Yeah, but were they part of the advertising scheme?
Look, it's going to be hard to bump Grimace off of that because...
Or the McNugget buddy is trying to sell you on McNuggets? That feels a little bit weird.
That's little, these little guys hopping around just telling you, buy
it's
more
like
of us.
It's like when Cinnamon Toast Crunch was eating its own.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't like that. That's creepy.
But Grimace is the answer.
Grimace is the answer.
Stay tuned for the question. Money Minute coming up at 8:24. Welcome to your Monday.
Welcome.
A rainy Monday.
It's
for
very,
a lot of y'all.
Very nasty. Be careful if you're driving around out there. It's going to be this way for a few hours. I know we were talking about Mount Rushmore's and the Disney kids, right?
Hillary Duff snubbed.
I find that really upsetting and hard to believe. But there might be a bigger Mount Rushmore to discuss. Who is the best Disney villain? Go ahead, think it through because
well, I know I have my favorites.
I have a definitive answer over here.
Do you?
I do. Based on a whole
Cite
lot
your
of
sources.
Stuff. Okay, so I'll tell you this. I have this broken down by state, by age demographic, by all sorts of things.
Oh, no.
As far as what everyone believes.
So it's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, it's real comprehensive. And there are names on here that I don't even remember.
See,
so,
I like the villains more than I like the princesses.
The villains are the best
As a
part.
Kid,
yeah.
There were these books called, like, The Other Side, where it was, like, Ursula's side of air. That's what I was getting at the gift shop.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit screwed up. I would wait in line for those characters.
I think a lot of people feel that way. I think a lot of people have a very concrete name in their head right now as to who the best Disney villain is. I think it's, like, something that you can answer within a second. If you know, if you're about that life, if you grew up watching Disney stuff, you know, you've got that one. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is. Like I said, I do have the definitive answer, but I am interested to know if this falls in line with the majority of people that we have listening this morning. So 713-881-5500 is our phone number. All we're going to ask you. Best Disney villain and what? That's it. Who was the best Disney villain? I will tell you who everyone else picked. Everyone else, and it wasn't close.
Everyone else. I like how you said there's one. No, the more you think about it,
I'd have a hard time.
Could be made
yeah.
for many.
I'd have a hard time narrowing this down to one.
Oh.
Haley, good morning. Let's talk Disney villains.
Who's the best Disney villain?
Who's the best of the best?
I think Scar
is your pick for best of the best.
Why would you say Scar?
Because the Lion King is just, I mean, he literally offs the dad. You can't get any worse than that.
That is a very traumatic moment for a whole generation of kids.
And then let Simba believe it was his fault.
Yeah, gaslit him. Sold him on it just to make sure he ran off into
Plus
the.
Plus, he had a hyena army.
Tried to kill Simba too, right?
Many times.
Yeah, many times. Couldn't pull it off. Scar, by the way, is the number one answer by far. By far.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, so you're right on. And again, I can buy it because of the fact that, again, very, very, very traumatic moment in childhood.
It was horrible. I don't understand how it's even a children's movie.
There are people today I know as adults that still can't watch that scene.
They still, I mean, yeah, it's burned in all of our brains. That said, I don't think that's enough to make him the best Disney villain because you've got so many of them that I think fly under the radar. I'd give Scar top five, right? I mean, that's I know you're
Who
gonna
did something worse.
Yeah, who did something worse?
Successfully.
Ernesto de la Cruz, Katie. Ernesto de la Cruz.
Well, but is that not the same thing? It's also not his brother, it's his friend.
Oh, yeah, he killed his friend. Like, jeez. I mean, Cruella de Vil.
Didn't succeed,
but she was out to skin 101 puppies, dog. 101 puppies.
But she didn't.
Yeah, okay, so you had to have pulled it off.
There had to be a level of success, don't you think?
Oh, I mean, goodness.
You could have evil intentions.
He actually He actually killed his brother take over the kingdom.
It wasn't just, I caught a wild hare one day and said, I might like to do this, take over. No, he like took the steps and did take over. I mean, he successfully took over. I mean, not successfully, but he did.
And looked at him in his eyes when he did it, too.
He did.
We're making really good cases here. I appreciate it. Thank
right,
you so
I'm
much.
I'm seeing it now.
CJ, worst Disney villain, best Disney villain. However you want to frame it, what do you got?
Michael Eisner, the former CEO who infuriated Pixar and Greenlit Treasure Planet.
Not a real life guy.
Greenlit Treasure Planet. Say no more, CJ. Say no more.
Okay, you know what? Fair.
Evil has a name.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Good morning, Jessica. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Tell me about this situation you got brewing with Saban.
Well, I don't know what to think about this because, like, we had such a great time. I wanted to see if you could help me out, figure this out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always great to have a third person to kind of, like, facilitate these situations. So, me and Saban have known each other for a few months, and we kind of started crushing on each other. So, it was kind of like our friends turned into a relationship thing.
Love that.
I always love that too. So we went on a great date and, now it just feels like things are falling apart and I'm not really sure why.
Well, let's start with the date. Tell me about the date y'all went on.
Okay. Well, it was really fun. We went rock climbing, like indoor.
Oh,
nice. And, so we got some exercise and I've never been, so it was really challenging. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was great for me to experience something new, kind of step out of my box, and then I snuck a few peeks of his butt, you know,
Jessica.
When I was on the ground.
Great
I was like,
deals.
Okay, you worked out.
All right.
Yeah, and after that, we went out for drinks, and it was really fun. I had a great time, and he just hasn't gotten back to me, which is so crazy to me. Mm. But I feel like he probably asked me out on a second date, but he didn't say anything and he hasn't said anything. And I'm like, what did I do? Maybe, I feel like I did nothing.
Maybe he was offended by your female gaze from below. He
can sense
the eyes on him.
Maybe he caught me looking.
I think he wanted that.
Yeah, you would think.
He's probably flexing.
Right. Let's get those glutes. Just the way. All right, Jessica. Well, you know how this works. We're going to get Saban on the phone, and we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of this coming up at 7:25.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Jessica went out with Saban. They did some indoor rock climbing, so a cool physical date. She got quite a view from what she said on the ground. You know, looked up. Saw his butt.
Never would have thought rock climbing would be ideal for that.
And she had never done it before, so she really enjoyed the date. She thought they hit it off, thought they had a great time. But maybe she misread the situation because she hasn't heard from Saban, and she was surprised when he did not call her for that second date. So we're going to investigate this. We're going to get Saban on the line. Saban, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Saban, it's Frito and Katie. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
We are doing great. Do you remember going out with a woman named Jessica?
Yeah, I remember her. I just don't think I could have like a real relationship with her.
Okay, y'all were friends before this though, right? So is that the hesitation or like what's going on?
Kind of a long story, but it turned out she's a sugar baby. You know, I thought we were on a real date.
No. So listen, he didn't pay for anything. This was a real date. This is not like the normal sugar baby situation.
Oh, well, that's good.
Saban.
Wait. You're saying this was a real date? He wasn't paying you to be there? What's going on?
I purposely wanted to pay for things and, you know, make it even because I wanted it to be real. And it's true, I do have relationships with older guys for allowances, and none of them are physical at all. Like, I'll go spend a weekend with them, or like, I'll meet them on business trips, I'll FaceTime with them, have dinner, stuff like that. And they send me money, but that's like essentially my job, and I want this to be my real relationship.
Huh.
that's hard for me to like really accept that though. Like you got all these guys paying you like lots of money. Like I don't believe that it can't be physical. Like you're really telling me it's not physical?
It's not.
I mean,
like
you're saying you're going and seeing them, you're spending time with them.
Yeah, I spend time with them. That's like that's what they enjoy. Like just being with me.
Then that's what it is. Like company conversation.
They're just yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also like a status thing. Like they like to be seen with me. Like it makes them feel important.
Oh, because they're old and you're young, like good looking.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess so.
Yeah, but like what happens if like we actually started dating and getting serious and stuff? Like I'm supposed to be the one to support you. I don't want to feel like these old men are supporting you. Like, would you ever stop doing it?
Well, I mean, do you want $8,000 a month? I mean, like, we can use that money to have our
own. Hold on. Do you make $8,000 a month?
Yeah, some months a little more, like if it's my birthday or something.
Some months more? So this is you're not saying this isn't a side hustle. This is
your job.
This is a job.
Yeah. So it would be like asking me to quit my job.
Like, I can't even believe that it's like you're making that kind of money for nothing physical. Like, you're hanging out with these people. Well, they have your cell phone number.
Well, if they make a move, then I just decline them and I say, hey, you know, I'm not interested in that.
That wasn't our arrangement.
So this bothers you. I guess that's the problem. This is what bothers you.
She's arm candy, but you can't wrap your brain around any part of this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd be able to deal with that. Like, if we made plans for the weekend and then one of her sugar daddies calls, like, what, do I lose out to one of these old men nothing physical?
That's a great question.
Like, I just don't know if I can really accept that. Well, you know, it's hard.
How does that work?
I feel like it's like anything else. Like, if it depends, but, you know, like, work comes first for a lot of people.
So you get sidelined for the client.
All right. Well, look, let me ask you another question.
That is strange.
Your job obviously bothers him. Would you ever consider just not doing it anymore, going on to something else?
Eventually, yeah, but not right now because, you know, I depend on this. It's good money. It's fun. And the guys are really nice and it works for me. And all I'm saying is that it's just a job and it's just like any other job. I mean, it's putting me through school right now and we know each other well enough to where I hope you can tell that I'm a good person and I really like you and we click, but like, can we at least try another date and see if we can come around this? And because I mean, this is the only way I make money. So like, if you could help me, I would consider that.
Well, Saban, this is up to you, man. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I really like her. Like it's a lot to take in, you know? I want to say yes, but I like tentatively.
Okay.
I got thoughts on this, but I hang on the line and then we'll be right back with you. Okay.
Yeah. I got thoughts on this too. Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah. That's he's a better man than me, dude.
You couldn't deal?
No, I could absolutely not. I could not deal with that. I don't think anyone could deal with that because I'm going to take her at her word, but like you're not going to get that out of your head. Like you're just not. I mean, are you? I don't know.
I'd love to get paid to just talk to people. Kind of already do. Jessica is a sugar baby, something that Saban cannot deal with.
You can't see my air quotes, but nothing physical. Nothing.
I believe her when she says it.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Question is, could you look past that? Heather, you're up first. What do you think of this sugar baby situation?
So, to quote the great Missy Elliott, ain't no shame, ladies. Do your thing. Just make sure you're ahead of the game.
I think we all know that quote, yes.
I love you so much for that. Yeah, exactly. Like, if she's not doing anything that she has a problem with, and she's just out having conversations with men who are lonely, then who cares? People do all sorts of stuff for work.
That's true.
I mean, she could be doing a lot worse. Yeah. I mean, we all know there's a lot worse out there, but she's not. And, you know, I mean, if it supports her and she's not doing anything wrong or illegal, let the girl do what she's got to do for
absolutely
work. I mean, it's cold out here right now.
Yeah, what do you want her to do? Fantine it up? Sell her hair and teeth?
Did you say it's a Les Miserables reference, everyone. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Morgan, good morning. Did she do anything wrong?
Okay, I gotta know. Where is she finding these sugar daddies that don't want any physical stuff? Because honestly, in my past, I've looked into it, and they wanted nothing but the physical stuff.
That's
why I understand where he's coming from.
That's my suspicion. is that, look, let's be real. I mean,
$8,000.
Yeah, that's a lot.
$8,000 a month.
Well, maybe that's why you couldn't find them. Maybe she's locked them down. Yeah,
she found all
the units. Like, nope, this is me and you forever, buddy.
Well, my goodness.
Here's my thing. I don't think he's wrong to be suspicious.
Right.
Right. I'm not.
I agree.
If you just laid that information on me, my first reaction is there's no way.
People are suspicious of everything, even normal jobs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, you're definitely giving the cookie up, so I don't know what else you're doing.
Well, but you also wouldn't have a problem, though, with that line of work, would you? Because you said you looked into it?
I wouldn't have a problem with it. I would just ask them to stop, honestly.
Right.
I understand, like, the $8,000 a month, but it's like, okay, what else is really going on?
I mean, all right, so let me give you a comparison, just as long as we're throwing this out there. Is it worse than, say, having an OnlyFans page? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, thank you so much. A lot of sympathy so far. A lot of sympathy for $8,000 a month.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, I can't. Yeah, $8,000 a month.
Now, if true, if she doesn't actually do anything other than just hanging out with maybe some lonely old rich dudes.
Right. So, would you be able to date a girl
if that was her job?
Exactly.
Or would you be like, I brought a Nerf gun to a yacht fight?
713-881-5500 is our phone number today. John, okay, so would you be able to look the other way when it comes to your girl having a job as a sugar baby.
Look, no matter which way you ice that cake, does not matter. She's a prostitute.
As long as it's company of men, basically, as long as it involves...
Well, her job is other men. Yes.
Other men. Yeah, her job's other dudes.
If you strip it down to its most basic
form. Her job is other men. You did not pay a prostitute to sleep with you. You pay her to leave.
Mm. I believe that was Charlie Sheen with that, and he would obviously know. Thank you so much for the call, sir. All right, Manny, what's your perspective? You found out your girl's a sugar baby. What would you do?
You know, initially, if I really, really, you know, dig her, and if there was a connection there, I would be willing to entertain it. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if you're in a relationship, then the other person has to become number one because you're in a relationship.
Yeah, you would never be the priority. That would be hard.
So you'd let it go for a minute. But once it got serious, it would be like...
If she still picks them.
Yeah, then you out.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and there would have to be some sort of an agreement there of, hey, if this continues to move past X, and if we become physical and emotions come into play, well, while I understand that she's making good money, and there's no doubt about that, and I'm not going to begrudge her that it's a legitimate job. I wouldn't have an issue with that part. But at a certain point in time, I'd have to become number one. There'd have to be an agreement that, you know, my weekends, my time is priority.
The phone rings, you know, you ain't going. Period.
Yeah.
Like that's
you're off the clock.
Yeah, I know.
Off the clock. You're not on call.
You're setting some concrete hours.
Yeah. Well,
correct.
I think maybe there's something to that.
That makes sense. I mean, at least you're setting you know, some kind of guardrails on it, dude. Thank you so much for the call, Marvell. Sugar babies, Marvell. We're doing okay. What do you think?
Talk to us about this.
Hey, tell her I'm willing to take that job off her hands so she can have her man.
Marvell will gladly sacrifice for the good of this budding relationship. I think that is commendable.
But that's the thing. It's good for her, right? Everything comes with perks for her.
Yeah.
But not for him.
Yeah.
So it's like all of these gifts and these expensive vacations.
That's great.
And all of that. But
that's
never for the man.
No, it has nothing to do with him.
Like, she's always taking this at his expense almost. I mean, congratulations. Like, you're her plus none. You know?
Yeah, but he can look at it like this. the man is paying for them to travel and do all the luxury stuff.
Dudes don't want to.
Always some old man paying the girl?
You know, I don't. Marvel, thank you so much.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
The Academy of Country Music just announced they're going to be honoring Brooks and Dunn during the Play Something Country Gala.
Which is
the night before the ACMs take place.
Love that.
If you're Brooks and Dunn and you get notified that, hey, the entire evening is all about you guys, do you feel secure going in the next day that you won Duo of the Year? Because they are up for an ACM. It seems like it would be mixed messaging if you were going to lose.
So them winning a CMA was apparently quite controversial. I don't...
Agree to disagree.
I don't see how, because they're Brooks and Dunn.
Right.
I would think there's no way in hell we're winning it.
I think you got it in the bag.
This is a courtesy... We're gonna give you your flowers.
Oh, we're throwing you this because you've lost.
Giving you your flowers, and then we're gonna give this to someone else.
They've already won the award 16 times.
They already.
What's one
guys?
More?
They're the best.
Make it 17.
I see no problem with this. I mean, I'm a huge fan of giving someone a 17th championship if it's completely deserved or maybe yeah, not or whatever. Yeah.
I think that's
fine.
It'll be a cool event. Goes down May 7th at the Star in Frisco.
Yes.
Silent auction with all proceeds benefiting ACM Lifting Lives, which focuses on mental health initiatives in the country music industry. They're also going to have performances by Eric Church, Kojo, Megan Maroney, Keith Urban, and Lainey Wilson. They'll all be doing renditions of Brooks and Dunn's biggest hits.
Yeah, but it's going to be money. It's going to be a great show.
Also a great show. The NFL draft takes place this Thursday to Saturday in Green Bay.
Yes, it does.
Brad Paisley has just been tapped to close out the festivities with a big show after the last pick of the draft.
The last pick of the Mr. Irrelevant or the last pick of the first round, or does it say? Because I feel like that's a night one gig, but that would be absolutely amazing.
Well, you ask me a question I don't know the answer to.
Well, because
you're getting a lot into sports.
I know.
The draft
takes days, and by the end, everyone's exhausted. So I think I would want that
but
after night one.
Name, well, if you've got a name like Brad Paisley,
maybe you stick around for
like the end.
Yeah, maybe you hold people's interest till the very end with the Brad Paisley show. Just know you're getting the Brad Paisley show.
Okay, it says if you're going to the draft, you could see Brad's show for free. You just have to register on the NFL website.
Okay.
So if I go there, what does that mean?
Probably something obnoxious.
Ooh, no, it's the last day.
Free concert
outside Lambeau Field on April 26th, the last day of the draft.
You know what this is about? This is about trying to pack people in there, right? Because doing it where they're doing it, there's a lot of risk, right? Like, because you got to have a crowd. This hopefully will get them a crowd for the very end.
Yep.
Just like at the very beginning.
Yep.
Everyone's happy. Wow. All right.
Especially Brad Paisley.
Especially Brad
Paisley. He's got that sweet, sweet NFL money.
Got that Shield money. That's always a good gig.
Speaking of Shield, Ryan Coogler is bringing back the X-Files.
Ryan Coogler? Am I thinking of the same guy, the Black Panther? Ryan Coogler?
Creed,
yeah.
He did just do Sinners, which was number one at the box office this past weekend.
I've heard good things. I've heard that's all right.
I'm saying it's amazing.
It's a
vampire movie, but it's much more.
I will go watch it.
And a romantic, like there's romance in there. People say it deserves all the praise that it's been getting.
That's what I'm saying. He does good stuff. He doesn't really do crappy, like it's like I'm just going to just phone in this remake. He usually kind of, it slaps.
He says he wants to make it really blanking scary.
I'm in for that, man.
He's keeping his fingers crossed that he can get Dana back. So he wants Scully back. He wants Gillian Anderson to return.
I am in for that.
And she said in 2024 that she was not ruling it out.
Yeah, okay, let's make it extra terrifying, extra scary. I will. I will buy a ticket. Or
and
watch.
Scary in a different way. Let's talk about this terrible, terrible event that befell Lexington, Massachusetts. They were there to celebrate, to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the Revolutionary War's start.
That Lexington, Lexington and Concord.
Historical Lexington.
Yes.
So how were they commemorating it?
Good question.
They were presenting an arch, a 15-foot high arch.
Mm.
And as soon as they took off that sheet,
this happens.
Which is why we're inspired to have the structure.
Straight to the ground.
He said the souvenir arch to take home with them. All according to plan.
By the way, that's...
That's Rachel Dratch.
Rachel Dratch was the host for this, which is perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
I mean, that's that was exactly what you should say in that event, but...
Unreal.
Yeah, one of those things where... What do you do after that?
You just walk away. That's all you can do. It's like, okay.
Thanks for coming, folks.
Yeah, moving on.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Hey, Joseph, how are we doing today?
We're doing good.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm in Lake Jackson, Texas.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Nice.
Trying to make you $100 richer with the Money Minute, Joseph. So you've got 10 questions. You're going to try to get them all correct in the next 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. If we have time at the end, you get a second attempt at your passes, but you cannot change your answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right. And when Katie is ready,
I'm ready.
We will begin.
What tool do you use to look at the stars?
Telescope.
Which movie features the quote, "Nobody puts baby in the corner"?
Pass.
In Greek mythology, who flew too close to the sun with wax wings?
Icarus.
What do we call a word that describes a noun?
Pronoun.
What is 12% of 60? 12% of 60.
5.
Vocal music performed without any instrumental accompaniment is called what?
A cappella.
A fable is a story that teaches a what?
A lesson.
What are the three states of matter?
Solid, liquid, gas.
How many constellations make up the signs of the zodiac?
12.
What was the name of the purple McDonald's character introduced in the 1980s?
Grandma.
What movie features a quote, "Nobody puts baby in a corner"?
There was a real heater going on there at the end. That was sick, Joseph. Great work.
So that was 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Dirty Dancing. Yeah. Nobody puts baby in the corner. Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
And then what do we call a word? Yeah. Adjective.
Joseph.
And I knew as soon as you said it.
Joseph. I feel a win coming on for you.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like we're gonna be adding you to the big board soon. So please sign up again online. TheBullHouston.com/contests. We know it's like kind of a holiday. You know, maybe you're going in and everyone else has the day. Yeah, well, whatever. But aren't you glad you're here this morning? Aren't you fortunate to be in front of your radio right now? Because we've got Parker McCollum tickets for you to win.
We do. So he is set to return to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion on Saturday, September 6th. Tickets just went on sale last Friday,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yes.
But we have a pair of tickets up for grabs for free right now.
Yes, 713-881-5500. What a wonderful opportunity we have in front of us today.
All you have to do is Parker McCollum.
So you've got pretty good odds.
Mm-hmm.
But you've also equivalent odds that you could blow it. So, 713-881-5500. How lucky do you feel today? And just to be clear, we are starting with the traditional coin flip today.
Yes.
This is literally call it heads or tails. Stacy, are you ready to play a round of Parker McCollum?
What?
You got through.
You got through.
You are our first player, so we could end it right here.
Yeah, we could.
50-50
Oh, God.
Odds, Stacey. Flipping a coin.
Oh, God, the pressure.
I know it. Heads or tails?
Tails.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Well, it's heads. I'm so
I am sorry, Stacey. I am sorry, Stacey. 0-1. Better luck next time. Frito and Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Chantel.
Chantel, you are our second contestant this morning for Parker McCollins. Okay.
That means our first player, Stacey, not so lucky.
Yes, this is 50-50 odds. This is a coin flip scenario.
Literally.
Yeah, it is. It's
literally
an actual
coin flip.
There is a half dollar that Katie has, JFK on the front. I don't even know what's on the back.
The presidential seal.
And you have to pick whether it's going to be heads or tails. We call it the flip of fate. So, with that said, it's up to you. When Katie flips that coin, is it going to be heads or is it going to be tails?
I'm going to say heads.
Heads.
Okay.
And it is heads.
Yay!
I have always wanted to go to CMA Fest. I have also never been given the opportunity to attend CMA Fest as of yet.
Have you ever looked into going, or have you just said, man, I'd like to go to that?
Honestly, it's been like the man, I'd like to go to that. Like
one day.
Yeah, like, oh, geez. I mean, I could.
Oh, you mean go for free?
I always mean go for free. Like, I could go and pay and get a hotel.
But that's not what you're about.
I'd rather not. I'd rather win it, because then. Then it's really all fun, no consequences, right? You're just like, it is going. I don't know. I'm sure at some point I will get up the desire to go and pay for the tickets and the whole experience, but that day ain't today.
Well, I'll tell you, we are sending someone for free. Now, not today. Contest just started today. But if you want to see all your favorites, like Jason Aldean, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Megan Maroney, and more.
And not pay!
You can enter at thebullhouston.com/contest for a lot of stuff. 4-day Fanfare X passes, 4-night lower-level passes to the Nissan Stadium shows, 4-night hotel stay in downtown Nashville, and round-trip airfare.
The only way to go, because it's free. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Oh, I wanted to share this adorable story with y'all. So, a guy named Mitchell O'Brien was walking down a beach on Lake Michigan with his friend Brianne.
Oh.
When suddenly, disaster strikes!
I thought we needed help instantly. He was very good at reassuring that he would get out of there and that he was okay.
The sand was just getting put back almost faster than I could get it out of the way.
To me, those moments were terrifying, honestly, just
sand.
To see somebody you care about in a situation.
I referred to her as my girlfriend that's trying to call as well. At the exact same time, she got through to another operator and said, my boyfriend is stuck in the sand.
2 years of this guy being my best friend and just trying to hide everything, how I felt, and then he tried to die on me and becomes my boyfriend in the middle of it.
Wait, what happened?
Isn't that okay, so they're walking, and the guy gets swallowed up by a hole.
Oh, so
okay?
Deadly.
By a hole,
okay,
It was basically acting like quicksand.
No.
And so he was kind of being pulled down,
yeah.
And they both start freaking out. They're just friends. They've been best friends for 2 years, and then they both are trying to call for help.
Because he's trying to save his life, and she's trying to save his life.
That's what you need, and what happens is they both use
the boyfriend-girlfriend
at the same time.
And then
time.
They look at each other right before he continues to sink. And like, are we shut up. Shut up and get me out of the hole. We'll talk about this later. Get me out of this hole.
So now they're dating. He was rescued, which is great. So sometimes holes bring people together. But more often, holes tear people apart. And we've never discussed it on the show, but I think it is high time. We talked about the hidden threat on the beach, and that is the hole.
I know. I can hear some of you laughing.
Snickering.
Like,
holes
account
for more injury and death than anything you will encounter at a beach.
Look it up.
Yeah. Sharks, snakes, riptides.
Look it up.
It's holes.
Holes kill more people than all of those things. Because people are on the beach and they're having fun.
You don't know they're coming.
And then all of a sudden you're walking down having a nice little stroll. But this hole that was dug, you know, maybe days, weeks ago.
By children. By little
children. It's just kind of been filled in. All of a sudden you fall into it and you get trapped or you die or you break a leg or whatever. Yeah, don't worry about them sharks. Don't worry about them sharks. Sharks don't hold a candle to the hole. Enjoy Googling that for the rest of the day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.